Certainly know later on in the week. But there's a big story brewing on Wall Street. And joining us now is Ben White, a financial correspondent for the New York Times. Investment bank Lehman Brothers is continuing its struggle to stay alive today, but it's shifted its focus from trying to find a buyer for its assets to trying to find a buyer for the whole kit and caboodle. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Bring us up to date. What's going on in the advance before the markets open this morning on Wall Street?
Dick Fuld, the CEO of Lehman Brothers, I think has finally kind of given up the fight to stay independent and realized he needs to find a white knight, needs to find a buyer. So they've opened up the books. They've invited people to come in and take a look and see if they can get comfortable with some of Lehman's holdings and buy the whole thing outright. And the two we believe are in the lead right now are Bank of America and Barclays. And the question, of course, is what role the government will play in any sale.
Well, late yesterday, it appeared as though the government was signaling that it was not going to play any role at all, and that that was having a fairly draconian effect on Lehman Brothers stock. Is there still a chance that the government might do something similar to what bailed out Bear Stearns?
There's a chance. I think they certainly don't want to do it if they don't have to. And I think their role right now has been to kind of knock heads together and make it clear to Lehman that they'd like to see it sold and the bleed in its stock end and the whole problem end and try to bring people to the table. I think it's an open question, though, if these potential buyers look at Lehman and say, you know, there's just too much toxic stuff here. We can't take the risk. We can't buy this thing. And Lehman is left once again with the prospect of a failure if the federal government doesn't kind of balk and say, okay, we'll come up with some kind of backstop for this stuff like we did for Bear and not let Lehman fail. We don't know that they will do that, but there will be a moment of truth at some point where they'll have to decide.
And that moment could come today. I don't want to put you on quiz bowl here, Ben, but can you give us a sense of the scale of a Lehman failure or Lehman bailout versus a Bear Stearns failure / bailout? How big is the bank? What are the assets we're talking about? And maybe the number of employees who would be affected?
Right. Well, it's about 25,000 employees in total at Lehman Brothers now, and if it's to be sold, certainly the vast majority of those are likely to need to find work elsewhere. The big question is the systemic risk effect of a Lehman failure versus a Bear failure. There's about $30 billion in assets that the government wind up having to back up for Bear Stearns. It would probably actually be a larger number for Lehman Brothers.
Really?
And I think Lehman is just as deeply entwined in the system as Bear was, with derivative contracts with other banks, with relationships with hedge funds, with its relationships with a number of financial intermediaries. So I think the risk of an outright Lehman failure are probably as big, if not bigger, than they were for Bear.
And perhaps the most cautionary part of this tale is that, unlike Bear, which had clear management problems, until this all happened, it was all white gloves at Lehman Brothers, right?
For the most part, I suppose. I mean, I think you certainly can, in retrospect, now fault a lot of decisions
yes.
that Lehman made.
It's a hindsight world on Wall Street today. Ben White, thanks so much for joining us.
Got it.
Ben White, financial reporter for the New York Times, reporting on what could be the moment of truth for Lehman Brothers on Wall Street.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.